welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we go with another week on the Refresh Radio program. Welcome to Monday, June the 22nd. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. Pray that you are having a wonderful and productive day. You know, on Merritt Island, there are some, a lot of developmental projects that are going on. We got a new hospital that's being built, got massive apartment buildings that are being built. We've got shopping centers that are being renovated, things like that. And you may be looking at some new things that are going on. I know that there's new development going on all over Brevard County. My wife and she was mentioning some apartments that she had seen being built that she hadn't seen before, and boy, they went up quick. I will say that. And so I said, well, let me take you for a drive. And so here, last week I took her for a drive. We had gone out, to run a couple of errands, and I said, let me show you this project. And I had seen it a few weeks ago. There had been so much new development there that I could hardly see the building that I was trying to show her in the first place. Every one of those buildings has got to have the proper foundation. They've got to have a concrete foundation that is going to be able to support the structure that is going above that. The folks at JITS Concrete, they are concrete experts. They know how to do the job. They've got decades of experience. They've got expertise. They're not guessing at what needs to be done. They know what needs to be done. They got a great work ethic. They work hard. They do the job. They do it well. They've solved problems that I didn't know how I would get those problems remedied, and they were able to take care of that. If you do have a job that you've got coming up, JITS Concrete at 321-536-5804 may be a great resource for you. They are my go-to resource personally. They are the go-to resource we have at Merritt Assembly of God. They're the go-to resource of several contractors that I know, and they may be just the person or the people that you are looking for. They know how to do the removal. They know how to do the preparation, the installation, the finishing, the cleanup, and then they know how to get out of the way so your project can move forward. 321-536-5804 may be the resource you need for your summer projects that you may have coming up. Today we're going to return to John chapter 14. We're talking, on Friday's program, I read a lot of statements of fact. What I am talking about now as we go through John chapter 14 is that those statements of fact all are grounded in the love relationship that God has for us. So I'll begin reading. I'm not going to read the entire chapter today because we're not going to get through the whole chapter. I'll go back and read John chapter 14, verse number 1, and we will go on down to verse number 11. We'll go down to verse number 14 instead, and then we will dive back in at verse number 5. John chapter 14, verse number 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So I want to start today by giving some, you know, encouragement here to Thomas. Thomas gets a bad rap many times because of the doubt that he had when the other disciples came and were reporting to him that they had seen Jesus. The truth of the matter is that all of the disciples had doubted, and Jesus corrected them for it when he was resurrected. Thomas comes out and says, Lord, we don't know where you are going, and as a result of that, how can we know the way? I would tell you that there are a lot of people who are living their life, and they do not know the direction that they are going. They live without goals. I am somewhat disturbed by a commercial that I saw, that it seemed to be that the theme of the commercial was in line with some ungodly philosophy that is talked about in the New Testament about eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. It talked about, hey, you know, we want to be the bank to help you live for today, but we don't want you to have a plan for the future. Now, I do believe that as Christians, that our plan for the future is provided for us by God, but we're also supposed to not only live in faith, we are supposed to live in wisdom. Those two things are not enemies of one another. They are complementary to one another. If we are going to live in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not going to be unwise. It will be the pinnacle of wisdom. And so there are a number of voices out there that are trying to bring confusion to people, and I'm not a fan of that at all. I want to bring clarity. I want to bring back the principles of God's Word. So I've kind of got a number of different sermon series that I am preaching this year. Our theme is Let's Get Moving, but I've also got a sermon series that I am preaching, and it's called Trapped. And the first message that I preached on that was the table trap. What I mean by that is the things that we sit down and partake of, if those things are destroying us, then we need to realize what is going on and ask God to change our heart so that we change our consumption. If there's a substance abuse, you need to know that God can set you free from that. And here's one of the dangerous deceptions that the enemy has for people when it comes to substance abuse, is that once they break away from that thing as a controlling force, then the enemy will come along and say, well, it may not control you anymore. Now you know what's going on, and maybe you can just dabble in it a little bit. Maybe you can just partake of it a little bit. And if that was an area of enemy control in your life before, you need to realize that strategy of just dipping your toe back in the water is really the enemy wanting to reassert his dominance in that area of your life. It's a trap. And so throughout this year, we're going to be teaching and preaching on some of the traps that the enemy has for people. Sometimes the way that it is presented as a bait. And it doesn't matter how much scientific evidence comes along and supports the word of God, people still continue to believe the enemy, take the bait, and they end up in this cycle of destruction. So if you want to know more about the enemy's traps and how God disarms those traps, I want to invite you out to our services. We'd love for you to be able to benefit from the word of God and what it says about how the weapons of the enemy can be disarmed in our life. So Thomas literally says, we don't know where you're going, therefore we do not know how we can know the way. And this brings one of the greatest I am statements from Jesus. He said to Thomas, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This truth is based upon Jesus' love for the disciples then and us now, so that we can know where Jesus is going and we can know the way, the only way for us to get where he is going. So Jesus' statement is, I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. So on Wednesday nights, we're talking about the book of Exodus. It's a study guide based by Julie West called Exiting Egypt. And here I was teaching, I think it was 2 weeks ago, two Wednesday nights ago, and she had talked about in that chapter that there were people who thought that they could seclude certain areas of their life and block it off from God's dominion, God's authority, God's sovereignty, God's control, God's influence. Now, I want you to know that is a losing proposition, because Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is King over every realm. There, he has the key to your heart, the key to your mind, the key to your past, the key to your present, the key to your future. He is the key to your spiritual well-being, your physical well-being. He is the key to your mental and emotional well-being. He has the key to your financial stability. He has the key to your relational stability. He's Lord in every area. He has the ability to say, lift up your heads, You gates, lift up your heads, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. He has the way of opening things that no man can close and closing things that no man can open. He has access to every area of our life. So trying to seclude God from influence in a certain area is a failed proposition, but it is also a destructive mindset. So I want to talk to you about that, because Jesus loves you. He says, I am the way. He is the one who gives purpose in our life. Purpose is not found outside of our relationship with Jesus. Purpose is found in life because of our relationship with Jesus. We know that the things that go on here in this life have temporary benefit unless they are making an eternal difference. So here a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we were going to watch something on television. She was working on her Wednesday night lesson, and I said, hey, you mind if I start, you know, watching something? Couldn't find anything in the two areas that we have streaming services for. And I said, hey, you mind if I watch some golf highlights? There was a golf tournament that I hadn't got to see the ending of it. They put on YouTube some a synopsis of the best shots and things like that. And when I finished watching that, then there were some historical documentaries that were there, and they interested me. There were some things that were mentioned that I knew from the Bible, and so I said, you know what, I'm going to sit here and take a history lesson. And when I was watching that program, they were talking about people who set out to eliminate a society from any contemporary or perpetual influence in the future. And what these documentaries showed is that the person who set out to destroy that culture, within just a few short years, he died, and almost immediately after he died, his agenda died with him, and the society that he sought to eliminate came back and continued to be an influence. And the language that he tried to wipe out was resurrected, and people continued to speak that again. I'm thankful that the enemy's plans for my life and the enemy's plans for your life are going to come to naught. They're going to come to nothing. I'm thankful that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And because I want to thrive in every area of my life, I don't just give Jesus my Sunday mornings. I give him my Mondays, my Tuesdays, and every day of all 7 days. I want Jesus. I want to have access to the Father. I want to live in truth. I want to live in life. And not only do I give him access through time, but I give him the master key to every area of my life. I don't want to be thriving physically and failing spiritually. I don't want to be thriving spiritually and failing physically. I don't want to be thriving in my relationship with Jesus, but failing in my relationship with my spouse. I want to be thriving. And so because I love Jesus and Jesus loves me, I want to give him complete and total access to every area of my life. love, the love that Jesus has for us, informs us of the exclusive access that comes through Jesus to the Heavenly Father. Jesus says, if you had known me, you would have known the Father also. So Jesus was not only living to let the disciples know that he loved them, but he was living in such a manner so that they would know that the Father loved them. That God, the Holy Spirit, points people to Jesus, and Jesus points us to the Father. And verse number eight says this, Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and it is sufficient for us. And, you know, again, it's a statement. It sounds good, but I want you to hear what Jesus' response is. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me, Philip? Jesus is asking him this question, not because he doesn't know the answer, but because Philip doesn't know the answer. See, they were going around and they were making differences in people's lives. There were people being healed. There were people being forgiven of their sins. There were households that were being transformed. There were people raised from the dead, lame people walking. There was all of this great stuff that was going on, but the ultimate goal was for people to know God, to know that Jesus is Lord. And so Philip says, okay, show us the Father. That'll be enough for us. And Jesus says, Philip, have I been with you so long and yet you have not known me? The Bible talks about that there's going to come a time when people are going to say to the Lord, hey, I've done this and I did this in your name and I did this in your name. And the response will be, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Now, it doesn't mean that Jesus never knew their name. It wasn't that he didn't know what they were doing. But more than what we do is that God wants to walk in a love covenant with us, where we know him and are known by him. The being known by him, that's on God's responsibility side of the chart. That's very easy. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows everything. But because of his great love for us, he wants us to know him. And the longer we walk with him, the more that we should know him. The more that we know him, the more we should know the Father. And Philip comes along and asks the question, or makes the statement, show us the Father. And Jesus said, we've been together a long time, and yet you haven't known me? Now, the good news is that was not going to be Philip's fate in the future. He was going to know the resurrected Christ. He was going to know the love of God. He was going to know the love of the Father. He was going to embrace God's plan, and he was going to glorify the Lord. Jesus goes on and he says, he who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority. what Jesus said is, look, when you're walking with me, when you are hearing the words that I say, when you are seeing the things that I do, it is a reflection of the unity that exists between God the Father and God the Son. We are not operating independently of one another. We are operating in unity. We are operating in love. We are speaking with divine mission, divine purpose, and we are doing so because the Father who dwells in me does the work. And so here's what happens. If we will hear Jesus talking to us about this love dynamic that existed between the Father and himself and between God and humanity, it says that the more that we know him, not know about him, but the more that we know him, we are going to recognize that he has taken up residence inside of us, and he, while living there, is very active. He's doing the work. And Jesus goes on in verse number 11 and says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Because of Jesus' love, there is no lack of evidence. The world would love to present that there is insufficient evidence to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. I want you to know that is a very unstable standard that the world has. If a historian outside of Christianity makes a claim, they're ready to accept that claim at face value. If there is something recorded in the Word of God, they want to make sure that it is substantiated 18 different ways to Sunday, and they'll only believe what's written in the Bible if it is authenticated from an external source. I want you to know that the Bible can be trusted, that Jesus can be trusted, God the Father can be trusted, God the Holy Spirit can be trusted. That relationship of knowing him, it results in a very productive and fruitful life that accomplishes eternal purposes and makes a difference in people's eternities. I pray today that all of us will know that God loves us and wants us to know him and love him. We'll see you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.